Well, D.C.'s 14th Street has certainly changed in the last couple of years, and a lot of it has to do with an explosion of restaurants and bars. But where does one start? Well, Dining Biz Now is out with its suggestions, the publication's 14th Street superlatives. And joining us here to talk about it is Dining Biz Now editor Laura Hayes. Thanks so much for coming in, Laura.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Let's first touch on one of D.C.'s favorite pastimes here, which is happy hour. What do you recommend on 14th Street?
Sure. For this, my pick would be Capnos from Mike Isabella and the Pagonis brothers. For me, I think true character of a good happy hour is not just having drink specials, but also having food specials. And I think that's where they blow everyone else out of the water. They have 11 or 12 different small plates to choose from, and a lot of them use their spit roasted meat. The bar is big enough where a lot of people can kind of get in on this action, and then they have beer specials, wine specials, and these really cool kegged lemonades. So again, yeah, having the food specials alongside the drink specials, I think, is what helps Capnos stand out.
And now there are quite a few places on 14th Street to grab pizza because, well, who doesn't love pizza? But where can you find the best pie?
Definitely Etto. And the reason being is you kind of have the whole experience of sitting at your table, and you can look at both the mill where the flour is milled in-house, and then you can also see the oven where they're kind of constantly feeding with wood. And it comes out and the crust is perfectly imperfect. It has these billiard ball sized bubbles that you're going to fight over with your friends. Their toppings are both traditional and non-traditional. If you really want a quality pie that you'll remember, I think it's at Etto.
Now, a lot of meals and a lot of things in this town cost a pretty penny. So say you're on a budget, where can you get the most bang for your buck?
So G by Mike Isabella, most people think of it as a sub shop, but by night it transforms into kind of a little bit of an Italian trattoria, and they serve about a 4-course tasting menu, and there's some additional supplements you can throw in, but it's $40. There's not too many other places on 14th Street where you can get away paying $40, and it comes with a beautiful antipasta, followed by pasta, followed by a main course, a meat or a fish, and then they really load you up on tiramisu and other Italian desserts. Doesn't have all the bells and whistles and candles and white tablecloths. You're in a sub shop, but the food is elegant.
There are lots of other superlatives on the list, but there's one thing I do want to touch on, and that is the best cocktail. Where do you go?
I would head to Two Birds, One Stone, which is this really kind of futuristic, sleek underground lair. There's all these nooks and crannies that you can just hunker down into with your friends to try cocktails you've probably never had before.
Laura Hayes, thanks so much for sharing some of Dining Biz Now's 14th Street superlatives.
Thanks for having me.